44 million Americans owe $1.6 trillion in one category of debt. It's not auto loans, it's not credit cards, it's student loan debt. And it's a crisis. This is the Issues Watch podcast. Hi, I'm Jeff Kazerman, Vice President of Government Relations at the New Jersey Society of CPAs, and welcome to episode 26. Today, we'll be talking about student loan debt, an issue that has ballooned into a crisis across the country. It impacts not only those who owe the debt, but the economy as well, which is why so many business groups, including the NJCPA, are supporting legislation to address this issue. It's certainly an issue that's caught the attention of lawmakers. Here in New Jersey, three bills providing student loan relief were passed this year, and there are plenty of bills pending in Congress, too. Just how bad is this problem? Well, consider these statistics. Student loan debt has doubled over the last 10 years. Currently, 44 million borrowers owe $1.6 trillion in student loan debt. And for those who are bad at math, like myself, let's be clear that $1.6 trillion equals $1,600 billion. That's about 50 times the entire New Jersey state budget. Also, student loan debt is now the second highest consumer debt category, behind only mortgage debt. It's higher than both credit cards and auto loans. I spoke with Don Meyer about this issue. Don is the Chief Marketing Officer here at the NJCPA. I chose Don for this episode, frankly, because I couldn't find anyone else. Nah, I'm just kidding. But I'm allowed to say that because Don and I have known each other for more than 10 years. Seriously, though, Don has developed into our in-house expert on this topic. He's been working on getting the word out to the public and to thought leaders for over a year now. Now, here's my interview with Don. Hello, Don. Thanks for joining us today. I know you had a 5-hour trip walking down the hallway to get here.
It was grueling, and I'm just wondering who's going to reimburse me for my travel expenses.
I'm not.
All right.
So let's start by talking about just how big this problem is. I know it's a lot bigger than I ever imagined, and now it seems that I read something about it just about every month. So how big of a problem is student loan debt in New Jersey?
Well, according to our members, NJCPA members, it's a crisis, and it's a crisis in particular here in New Jersey. According to an NJBIA report, about 61% of New Jersey graduates have student loan debt, and New Jersey is considered a high student loan debt state. In fact, I think we have the sixth highest rate of student loan debt. If that's not bad enough, and that average is somewhere in the low 30s.
30,000.
Yes, thank you. If that's not bad enough, you have the high cost of everything else in New Jersey. So adding in a $300, $400, or $500 payment to pay down your student loan debt for the next 10, 15, 20 years every month, on top of trying to pay a mortgage or your rent, if you want to be able to get anywhere, you need a car, transportation, food, you name it. Everything in New Jersey is expensive. And oh, by the way, 22-year-old, we're throwing in an additional $400 payment that you need to make on your entry-level salary. So it's a huge problem here in New Jersey, but of course, it's also a big problem across the country.
So tell me, do you think student loan debt contributes at all to the state's out-migration problem, people leaving the state?
Yeah, and again, NJBIA has covered this quite a bit in their out-migration studies. We already know that high school graduates leave the state to go to other states, schools in other states, because of the cost of education in New Jersey. And then when they come back, if they're met with these high student loan costs and the other costs of living in New Jersey, it goes to follow that a young person, someone in their early or mid-20s, is going to think, well, why don't I go to a lower cost state, perhaps somewhere warmer also, and I don't have to worry as much about the cost of transportation and housing and so forth. I can focus on paying down that student loan and not have to worry about things in New Jersey getting ever more expensive. So the state has an out-migration problem in general, but I think it's particularly exacerbated with younger people because they make less money, obviously, than somebody more experienced, and their costs are the same or even more in some cases.
Most people, I think of student loan debt as a problem that only millennials are suffering through. But as you've told me, that's not really the case. It's something that affects other generations as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, it makes sense. I mean, obviously, the millennials, they've graduated in the last 5 to 15 years. Right now, we have Gen Z, my son's generation, that's currently graduating from school. But millennials are the ones that are typically thought of as having that high level of debt because they're the ones that have graduated most recently. But if you think about it, who are the parents of millennials? They are boomers and maybe in some cases older Gen Xers. And the millennials, the graduates, aren't going to take on all of that debt. Parents being parents are going to take on some of it themselves. So we have levels of debt across the country for Xers and for boomers that actually exceed the average debt for millennials. A typical Xer owes around $40,000 and a boomer around $35,000, which is actually higher than the average millennial.
For their own?
Well, it's a combination. It could be their own debt, because we certainly do have boomers and Xers that go back to school for a variety of reasons. We know that there are members of the Gen X generation that have gone back to school in order to become CPAs. They just decided to do something later in life. So they might incur their own debt. And if they are in the middle of their career and they have acquired a house and a car and maybe they have a family of their own, chances are they probably weren't saving up money to go back to school. So whatever they did in trying to get an advanced degree or just a degree, they had to accumulate all of that debt, which was brand new. The boomers, the suspicion is that there are some certainly that went back to school, but the suspicion there is that most of them have taken on the debt that their children otherwise would have had. I think the sad thing is that regardless of the generation, there is more and more research that indicates that most of these borrowers don't ever intend to pay off their debt. They intend to take their debt to the grave. And that's a horrible thought. They feel like from the age of 22 or whenever they graduate to the time they pass on, that they're just going to be paying for this debt, $200, $300 a month for the rest of their lives. And that's just an absolutely terrible thought.
I know you've done polls with our membership on this issue, and I know it's something our Emerging Leaders Council has spoken to you about. So what do CPAs have to say about this issue?
Well, as I said earlier, they consider it a crisis, not just in New Jersey, but across the country. And we asked them specifically, we asked the membership overall, and then we asked also Emerging Leaders, are you putting off, or do you know people, clients who are putting off major purchases because of the debt that they've incurred? As I said earlier, if you're paying $300, $400, $500 a month towards your student loan debt, you know, how can you afford a car? How can you afford a house? How can you afford to save for your retirement? And all those things are coming into play. The other issue is small businesses aren't getting started because what entrepreneurial millennial is going to want to invest a lot of money or risk going into even further debt opening a small business if they already have $30,000 or $40,000 in debt that they're saddled with? So our members definitely think this is a crisis. They've offered up a variety of solutions. A lot of them have to do with tax breaks. Unfortunately, here in New Jersey, you can't get a tax break for either the principal or the interest on your student loan debt. You can get one federally, but it's pretty small. It doesn't really have much of an impact. They've also talked about maybe capping the percentage, your payment being based on a percentage of your income, but that doesn't necessarily solve the problem because in reality, it actually just sort of extend out the length of time that you're making those payments, kind of feeds into that taking your debt to your deathbed type of idea. You're essentially giving up, say, 5% of your income for the rest of your life to pay back a student loan. I think this is a really a big issue for our members, particularly our younger members. We know this impacts them, and I think it's an interesting topic for the CPA Society to take on, because I would venture to say that most people would look at the CPA profession and think, well, that group of people, the graduates, aren't going to have a problem with paying off student loan debt, because the average starting salary for an accounting graduate working at a large firm or in industry is in the $60,000 or $70,000 range. So why wouldn't they be able to pay it off? But we know for a fact that there are members of our society that struggle with these payments because of everything else that they have to worry about. So it's a very appropriate issue for the CPA Society to jump into, because it feeds into that whole idea of financial planning, and how does this type of debt fit in with other types of debt, and how do you start planning for retirement, which they're also holding off on when they're devoting so many of their short-term resources into paying down this debt.
You know, I was surprised about exactly what you said about why would a young CPA or young lawyer, you know, why would they have a problem with this? But as I got into this issue, you know, I found out that the reason, or one of the reasons we have this crisis compared to when I graduated college, is just that the cost of higher education is skyrocketing. And in New Jersey, from what I've heard, it goes up between 6 and 8% a year, which is a lot more than the rate of inflation. And even our members who don't have debt are, as business people and people with clients, worried about this issue, because it dampens economic growth. And that's why I think New Jersey Chamber of Commerce, New Jersey Business and Industry are also interested in this issue and focusing on it, because it isn't just a question of relieving the pain that, you know, former students have. It's also about what it does to the economy and how it affects people who don't have any student loan debt.
Right, exactly. Because if a student is paying $500 towards their student loan debt, that money is not going back into the economy, because most student loans are backed by the federal government. That money is basically going to the federal government. It's essentially a tax on our young people. So we talk a lot about trying to put more money back into the hands of the general public in order to invigorate the economy, in order to invigorate small businesses, make them more entrepreneurial. But this entire generation can't do that because of what they're trying to pay off on their student loan debt. And like you said, that has a tremendous impact on the economy. And so a lot of the arguments that we're trying to make, and honestly, a lot of the arguments our members have made, is allow the students to hold on to, not all of it, we're not talking about debt forgiveness, but if they could even hold on to a small amount of the money that they're putting towards their student loan debt, all that money is going to go directly back into the economy. It's going to go into state economy. It's going to go into the national economy. So it's a huge opportunity. You're talking about $1.5 trillion. And again, we're not talking about forgiveness, but if you took a fraction of that money and you pumped it back into the economy in some way, shape, or form, whether that's because employers are able to contribute to somebody's student loan debt in a kind of a 401k type arrangement, but towards student loans instead of retirement, if they're tax breaks, whatever it may be, I can guarantee you that a 25 or 30-year-old who's able to save some money is going to pump that money back into the economy.
Now, as you said, most of our members, like in the polls that you've done, you know, are concerned about this issue and seem to be hoping that there are some measures that can be taken to alleviate this problem. There are still, we do have some members, not as many as those who support providing relief, but we do have some members who are vehement who are opposed to the whole notion of passing legislation to help with student loans. They seem to believe that those who are having problems paying off their loans brought the problem on themselves. They borrow too much. They think that these people who hold this student loan debt, they took out too much in loans because they didn't want to work while they were in school. They didn't want to hold down a job, or because they decided to go to expensive private schools when they should have been going to less expensive state schools. What's your response to this line of reasoning?
Well, you know, I think it's a little misguided, and I think it maybe kind of harkens back to a time that no longer exists. The cost of attending a 4-year school back in 1992 was $29,000. You would be hard pressed to find a school in New Jersey whose annual tuition was less than $29,000.
Which let me just add for those who are thinking, aha, but you're not factoring in inflation, so that $29,000 is really equal to X number of dollars now. And there's some truth to that, but it's still, even with the rate of inflation, doesn't come to the same cost as higher tuition now. So let me just clear that up for that.
Always good, because, yeah, I can imagine that there are some members out there that said, gotcha. But like you said, the cost of tuition these days is anywhere from 8 to 10 times higher than it was 20, 25 years ago. And I think that the challenge is that the solutions that might have worked for somebody 20 or 25 years simply don't work in today's environment. You know, if you get a job in high school and you're making minimum wage or barely above, you might be able to contribute something towards your college education, but it's not really going to make much of a dent. And if you're, even with scholarships, if you're all in for a 1 year of college is, say, like $30,000, I'd like to find the job that a student could get while attending school, while studying, while trying to maintain a GPA that will get them a decent job. How they would get a job that pays them $30,000 a year, it would be somewhat challenging. Not to say it's impossible, and there are probably people that have done it, but it's just not necessarily realistic, because you also have to take into consideration the obstacles that we've put in front of these students while they're in school. You know, the accounting profession makes certain demands of students within the accounting curriculum. They, you know, they want certain, not just accounting, but all professions. They want certain GPAs. Students feel certain pressures to go to certain schools because they feel like that's what's going to get them that better job coming out of school. There are plenty of great schools that cost less than the average out there, but there are issues that kids have to deal with that they didn't have to deal with 25, 30 years ago. Not just the expense, but just sort of the expectation of the type of school you're going to go to, the type of education you're going to get to. So it's very difficult to say, well, 30 years ago, I was able to pay off my entire college tuition, because the economics just aren't the same anymore. The expectations aren't the same anymore. Not to say that that education isn't necessary. And that's actually one of the things that we're trying to do as an organization, is educate students as well as educate our members, who can then educate their clients about some of these things that you mentioned that they should consider. Are there schools that are just too expensive for you to go to? Should you be looking at some other schools? Is community college an option? Because community college is an option for a lot of students, even accounting graduates, and complete your 4 year school. So there are a lot of other options, and we're trying to work with our members, and we're trying to work with the general public to educate them on those things. But the reality is, this $1.5 trillion in student loan debt is not going away. It exists. It's a problem. And I think there's a little bit of sort of blaming the victim, because I find it difficult to blame a 22-year-old who really couldn't do much about the price of education or how much money they save in order to attend a school. Yes, they can choose where they go and where they don't go, but we're not talking about credit card debt. We're not talking about somebody running out and buying clothing and jewelry or something. We're talking about somebody trying to get the best education possible. So, you know, we want to put them in the best possible position. That is, and again, we're talking about our members to succeed and not have this be kind of a weight around their neck.
Another point that you brought up to me about an hour before we started this episode was that the resistance to providing some sort of relief for student loan debt is similar to what the kind of opposition that was around when retirement tax breaks were first proposed or enacted. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, 100 years ago, was there anyone talking about, well, how do we provide for people's retirement? No. I mean, it was just thought that, you know, you either saved your money, or if you owned a business, that was your retirement, or, you know, older generations might have lived with their kids and things like that. There was no retirement planning 100 years ago. And then the Great Depression happened in the 20s and 30s, and the Social Security Administration was created. And then it was actually, I believe, the finance industry that came up with the idea of the IRA and the 401k, and they convinced the federal government to change the tax code and provide those tax breaks for people who want to save for retirement. And the idea of changing that system, that idea of on the private side, you've got the IRAs and 401ks, and on the public side, you've got the Social Security Administration. The idea of changing that system would seem insane nowadays. And I think we're kind of talking about the same thing with student loan debt. Right now, it might seem crazy to say, well, we should help out these graduates somehow. And we as an organization are not saying we have all the answers, but we've heard some good ideas, certainly. We just believe that for the benefit of our members and the benefit of the general public, we could start to take some of those steps. There could be public options. There could be private options. The Congress is looking at legislation that would allow companies to start paying off student loan debt and get a tax break in the same way they do for a 401k plan. And that seems like a win-win for everybody. It's a great incentive for companies to be able to offer. In this day and age with under 4% unemployment, everybody's looking for an edge. They're looking for something that will make the company more attractive. This is a great thing to do. We have heard directly back from our younger CPAs, our younger members, who have said that they are more likely to stay with a company that offers some sort of student loan reimbursement. They'd much rather have that than actually some other forms of benefits that they can get. So I think it's about, you know, framing the conversation. I do understand anybody in the public who thinks that nobody should get a free ride, that, you know, they should have some skin in the game and so forth. But I think we're just talking about trying to make it a little bit easier path to pay it off. We're not talking about forgiveness. We're not talking about basically getting rid of everyone's debt as much as grads might like that. But we certainly can make for a little bit easier path than in the same way that retirement is now easier than it would have been 100 years ago. And again, there's another thing to consider with retirement is, like, 50 years ago, most people didn't have to worry about Social Security or 401ks or IRAs because a lot of places offered pensions. So, you know, you'd be able to walk out of your factory at the age of 55 or 60 and retire on a nice pension. Well, pensions have gone the way of the dodo. And so, you know, in a similar fashion, the cost of education has skyrocketed well beyond where anyone thought this was going to be 20 or 30 years ago. So now we're just trying to come up with some options to give these graduates a little bit of an easier time when it comes to paying back their loans.
I know the society, our society, the NJCPA, we obviously have decided that this is a major issue, and we've created the Student Loan Debt Task Force, which includes obviously several of our members. And we also have representatives from the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce, and the New Jersey Personal Financial Planners Association. So tell us, what has this task force been up to?
Well, the task force has been focused really on three major areas. One, as I mentioned earlier, is education. We have two members of the task force that are developing a webinar that is for students. So those kids that have not graduated yet, haven't gone through that whole process of locking in their loans and trying to negotiate rates and so forth, we want them to be as knowledgeable as possible. We have over 1,000 student members, and we want to make sure that they are well-equipped when they get out of school, whether they've gotten their 150 in order to get licensed or not, or whether they're going back to school. We want to make sure that they are equipped at graduation to be able to start paying down their debt. But we're also going to do a webinar for members. We actually did this probably about 10 or 12 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. We offered education to our members about student loans and advice they could give to their clients on this subject. So we're gonna bring that back. I think it's something that our members will be very interested in. And so education is a big area. Another area is legislation. Jeff. You've been working with another member of the task force on legislation. There have been a number of bills that have been passed to help out with different classes of student loans.
Well, actually, two of the bills that were passed address a type of loan that New Jersey issues called New Jersey Class. And they don't have any tax forgiveness or tax breaks, but administratively, they make it easier to pay back those loans. So they're very good legislation. But go ahead.
Right. And then the third area is we want to talk to our scholarship fund. As many members know, we give out about $400,000 a year in scholarships.
Which, let's put a plug in here. This is more than any other state association in the country.
It's actually more than the AICPA. Yeah, we give out more
American Institute of CPAs.
Yes, we give out more scholarship dollars than any accounting organization in the country, and it's been that way for many, many years, and that is all due to the support of our members. So let me, on behalf of the society, say thank you to all of our members who are listening. But again, $400,000 a year, and that's money for graduating high school seniors as well as fourth and fifth year college students who are majoring in accounting. We're also, this month, we are going to be introducing a lottery to help CPA exam candidates pay for the cost of the exam. So we are going to be allocating, I think it's $7,500 and giving out 10 grants of $750 each. So if somebody is interested in taking the CPA exam, it's not cheap. For anybody who's taken it recently knows with review courses and the exam costs themselves, those costs can be fairly expensive and kind of adds into all those expenses I mentioned earlier that someone living in New Jersey would incur and an accounting major would incur. We'll be giving out 10, let's call them vouchers or grants to anybody who sits for the CPA exam, shows us their notice to schedule, and we will essentially pay for their exam. So we're going to be having a conversation with the fund board to say, okay, here's this problem. Everybody's aware of it. Is there a way for the scholarship fund to provide some relief to our members to offset maybe some of the student loan debt that they have? So those are the areas that we're focusing on. It's really at the beginning stages. I think it has a lot of opportunity, but I think it's a very compelling issue for the society to tackle. The one thing I try and emphasize with everybody is we're not trying to solve the problem. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than New Jersey. We can't solve $1.5 trillion problems, but we are trying to find a way to make this issue less of a problem or a little bit more manageable as well.
Well, Don, thanks for joining us today. I know I've heard a lot of this before, but I did learn a few new things, and I'm sure our listeners did. So again, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, and hopefully you can have me back in the not-too-distant future, and we can talk about some of the progress the task force has made.
Thanks again to Don. I think he was pretty insightful. Don mentioned that there is federal legislation pending that the NJCPA supports. This legislation would make employer contributions to employees' student loan payments tax-free. It's similar to other employer-provided education assistance, such as tuition reimbursement. Our content and communications director, Rachel Bell, who works on this show and also doubles as our Capitol Hill correspondent, not really, she doesn't do that, she recently spoke with one of the bill's co-sponsors, Congressman Tom Malinowski, who represents New Jersey's 7th District. Here's that interview.
As part of our efforts to address the student loan debt crisis in the country, and especially here in New Jersey, the New Jersey Society of CPAs recently issued a statement in support of the Employer Participation in Repayment Act of 2019. You were one of the early co-sponsors of the bill. Could you tell us a little bit about the bill and why it's so important?
Certainly, and first of all, thank you so much for having me on. As you know, under current law, employers are able to provide up to $5,250 in educational assistance tax-free to their employees in the form of tuition, fees, books, supplies, equipment. What this bill will do is to allow employers to make that same contribution in the form of student loan repayments, which would also be tax exempt for the employer. You know, it's, I think, a common sense way to incentivize employers to offer student loan repayment assistance for their employees. And we all know the huge, huge problem that student loan debt has become in our country, vastly expanding in the last 10 or 20 years. Right now, borrowers, student loan borrowers in our country owe more than $1.5 trillion. That is absolutely staggering. It harms young people graduating from college, makes it harder to buy a home or launch a business or start a family. And honestly, I think it hurts our economy because we need young people to be doing those things when they finish school to keep our economy going strong.
We couldn't agree more. We actually recently polled our members on this topic, and they pretty much overwhelmingly called this a crisis. So at last count, the bill has more than 180 co-sponsors from both parties, so it seems to have widespread support. Do you think it'll move in the House soon, or are there any significant roadblocks?
So the bill has been referred to the Ways and Means Committee, and good news is several members of that committee have co-sponsored it. It's bipartisan. That's another good sign. And with more than 175 total co-sponsors, I would say this bill will have the attention both of the committee's leadership and the House leadership as a whole. So I can't confirm for certain when it's going to be taken up by Ways and Means and then moved to the floor. But with the widespread and bipartisan support, I think it's got a better chance than most things that we introduce here.
That's fantastic news. So is there anything our members can do to help get the bill moving along?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's not rocket science. The way to get a bill like this moving is for your members to reach out to their representatives in Congress and ask them to support it. Members absolutely do respond to their constituents and to important constituencies. I understand that New Jersey CPA has launched a student loan debt task force, I really just encourage you to keep up your efforts to lobby our delegation and encourage your counterparts in other states to lobby theirs until we get this done.
Thanks again to Don and Congressman Malinowski for talking with us today about student loan debt. You can follow updates on the topic at njcpa.org/student loan debt. That's it for today's episode. I hope you found it interesting and informative. If you like the Issues Watch podcast, you can subscribe for free on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back with a new episode in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.